say, yeah, they just don't want to work. Nobody really wants to work. Everybody just wants to be paid well. Everybody wants to exist and do what makes them happy. And if what I like, and if what makes me happy is just living my life, but occasionally documenting it and being profitable off that, then there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody can, and the capitalist hope is that we can all do that one day. One day I'll be able to, I don't know, take pictures on Instagram of my food, of just like the food that I'm eating, and I'll be able to get a brand deal that'll pay for the next 6 months of meals just off that one thing alone. That's the pipe dream, even though it's never gonna happen. I know that in my heart of hearts. But that's the dream. Everybody needs help for a better existence. Sometimes your hopes are just a little bit too big. So, what I've been trying to do lately is meditate more and give myself positive affirmations, because there's a deeply cynical side of my personality. And if that ever gets too, I don't know, out of hand, then I start becoming depressed. Depressed. And then it just drives me further away from my goals. Notice how I didn't upload a podcast in like 6 months. That's why I got depressed. And that's okay. I'm working on it. So what I've been trying to do is meditate and use positive affirmations and mantras. If you've ever had a guided mantra meditation, you can look those up on YouTube if you're not familiar. They're actually very genuinely helpful. You have a mantra where it's basically like a positive ideal. Like, I will be confident, I will be social, I will do this, I will do that. And you just repeat it, either out loud or in your head, for like an hour every day, and just try to focus on your breathing and your mantra. It's such an interesting process to experience. I really suggest it to anyone out there who's having trouble with their mental at the moment, because I know from first-hand experience. So if you want to start a mantra right now, we can do that shit right here, right now, motherfucker. You just say the words. One of my favorite mantras is, I am a god. Because that's a great Kanye West song. And it's like I'm singing along to it. But I actually just have a gigantic ego and depression. So it's like, there's no in-between with me. And any day I'll choose to believe that I'm God over choosing to not get out of bed in the morning. Honestly, in this hellscape that we live in, I support just about anything that you can do that'll make you not want to put a gun in your mouth. Life is hard for everyone, and assuming that you're not actively hurting anyone else, like whether that's smoking weed or popping Xanax, or just buying coffee every day, it's okay. We all have our dependencies. I'm just trying to make my dependency meditation, because that's not gonna kill me in the future. Nobody's ever died from meditating, except for that Tibetan monk, I guess, who's protesting the Vietnam War. If you know, you know. If you don't know, there was this monk who was protesting the Vietnam War. And as a demonstration, he lit himself on fire. There's video evidence if you were curious. You can look this up on YouTube. And through sheer force of willpower, he didn't move as gasoline was dumped on him. And he burned to death before he crumbled into ash. It's so fucking metal. Like, if there's a more badass way to die, then I won't believe. It's amazing what meditation can do. Of course, I don't really want to light myself on fire. I just want to achieve my goals and get some bitches. suppose lighting myself on fire could lead to getting some bitches, so I might have to reevaluate that goal. Say a mantra with me right now. 1, 2, 3, I am a god. I am a god. I am a god. And periodically, I want you to remember that throughout the day, tomorrow, and repeat it to yourself, even if it's not out loud. Your perception of just your mind can change how you feel every single day. Sort of a glass half full type of mentality. Except I'll be saying, I am a god. And I hope you will be too. Life sure is strange, isn't it? I want you to feel how relaxed your face is. Imagine a wave of relaxation going through your body, starting at your forehead. If you need to loosen any of those muscles up, now is the time. Then down to your eyebrows. Then your eyes. Blink a couple of times, get the tension out of your eyes, fool. Then down to your lips and your chin and your jaw. Loosen that shit up right now. You look tense. You look like you've been holding in a lot of tension lately. Talk to your friends. Everybody has the idea that their friends don't want to hear them talk about your issues, but they do. That's what friends are for, bitching about your troubles. Everybody loves to complain, especially if it's in a comedic fashion. That's why all of the funny comedy starts out with a complaint. What's the deal with airline food? You laugh track. It's all just complaining and trying to turn that into something funny. You gotta do it. Think about how tired you are and the wave of relaxation going all the way down your neck. You can feel this voice in your ears going down your neck, through your shoulders, loosening you up, through the muscles in your body, making you more relaxed as I say more and more words, like a wave of relaxation. Down your spine and your entire back, you feel this wave of relaxation edging you slowly further and further into sleep. Think about how nice it'd be to just let my words carry you away to a sleep realm where nothing makes any sense anymore. Oh, that would be wonderful. Down your lower back, you feel the words wash over you. Take a deep breath. Stop panicking and collect yourself and calm down in just about any situation. You inhale for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Exhale for 4 seconds. Then hold that exhale for 4 seconds. Then you start again as many times as you need to, but the normal amount is 4 of those. So that makes it cute breathing almost. Isn't that wonderful? I love geometry that can help people. Geometry that can help people is so much better than what they teach in schools. Like, in school they'll have a picture of a triangle and say, prove this is a triangle. Like, my fucking eyes prove it's a triangle. hoping this is a triangle. Since nobody's going to contest it, I want to hear their arguments personally. Man, it would be crazy to find that one motherfucker that we all know in school who's like, well, actually, that doesn't comply with the rules of being a triangle. And it's like, bitch, that is a triangle, three sides, 3 points. I just got so angry over somebody I halfway know, and I know you know them, and they suck. I kinda hope they die. One of my biggest issues being a person is that I kinda have a tendency to believe my hyperbole. If I say something, there's a 50% chance I mean it way harder than you believe. Like, a teacher made me so mad, I tweeted, I hope her kids never learn to read. And I still kinda hope her kids never learn to read. God, I hate Miss Burris, Miss Veronica Burris at FKHS High School. You can fuck off and die. I hate you, Miss Burris. You're a terrible teacher. You provide nothing to the school, you a fat bitch. Oh my god, you only made life harder for everybody you come into contact with. If you aren't divorced, you should be. Moving on from Miss Burris' hate. Yeah. Oh man, I kinda just got into that. It's okay. But if you like Miss Burris, you should probably stop listening to this podcast. Trust me, even if you don't know her, she sucks. She's a terrible person. She gives me racist energy. And if the FBI is listening to this, she probably didn't pay her taxes. Ooh. I bet she streams music illegally. Oh yeah, she's terrible. I want you to feel the wave of relaxation pulse through your body one last time, going down your back, then your lower back, then your ass. Feel how relaxed your ass is. You can feel the pulse in your ass. Be conscious of that. Wonderful. Then down your thighs. Then down through your calves. Then through your toes. Take a deep breath. Imagine yourself inhaling positive energy and exhaling negative energy from inside of you. Like an air conditioner, it's wonderful. You're just taking in the natural energy of the universe, then spitting out what doesn't need to be there. Somebody, how much much you appreciate them. I guarantee it will make their day. It's so much easier to talk about things you don't like. Like Nazis. If you're a Nazi, fuck you. Fuck you, Nazis. Dislike this podcast. Block me on everything. I will destroy you. If you're a Nazi, then I don't care if you feel threatened by this absolute threat I'm making. I'm at your house right now. I'm in your walls. For everyone who isn't a Nazi, I hope that you're sleeping right now because that was probably creepy as shit. Think about things that you're passionate about and the conversations you're gonna start up tomorrow about those things. Everybody has an interest that they're kind of a nerd about. Sometimes those things are niche or dumb or don't typically fit into things, into the social groups you're a part of. But I guarantee there's somebody around you who wants to talk about them as much as you do. And that might just be from a vested interest in yourself. I don't really like college football, but I'm learning a whole bunch of college football terminology because I want to have more conversations with people around my college. Like college football. I'm not fake for saying I enjoy those things even though I don't. Because I do, I am interested in just generally talking to people. And I like seeing people talking about things that they're passionate about. And that's how most people are. So I guarantee if you talk about something you're genuinely into, someone try to keep that conversation going. Even if they're not good at it, try and talk to the awkward kid tomorrow. That's how you stop school shootings, by talking to the awkward kids and making everybody feel accepted. And that's not to victim blame or anything for the schools that totally did get shot up. But like, there are real steps that you can take to make your area safer. Or at least to protect yourself in that situation. Genuinely think about something that you're into and talk to the weird kid about it tomorrow. I guarantee they'll appreciate it, and if you carry the conversation more than anything, they'll feel right at home and you'll have made yourself a new friend. It's that easy. I like talking about movies and stuff and like weird niche facts like John Carpenter. John Carpenter is cool. I think it's crazy that he made the Escape movies, Escape from New York and Escape from LA. And then Hideo Kojima really just took the main character, Snake Plissken, and copied him into his own video game. That's Metal Gear Solid, if you were curious. Where it's the most obvious is Metal Gear Solid 3. You should look that game up. It's a wonderful game, very interesting. Or Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater is also very good. It's aged perfectly. It's aged like fine wine. Talk about weird things like that. The character in that video game's name is Snake. Snake Plissken. Snake. It's interesting, I guess. I don't know. I like weird movies and stuff. Like, just going back to the John Carpenter thing. I think what he did in The Thing, the movie The Thing, is amazing. What they did with the special effects, that was really revolutionary. Like, they really relied heavily on practical effects, and they really chose like an almost one set location because that movie is confined to a polar, like an Antarctic polar base. And they just went all out on the special effects and they still really hold up today. Like, I can't stop jerking this movie off. It's so good. I'm a strong believer that anything with Kurt Russell and John Carpenter is a masterpiece. Like, even the stuff that isn't all that good, I think is a masterpiece in its own right. Like, Ghost of Mars is a wonderful, terrible movie. It's almost so bad it's good. It's almost there. I really hope people are sleeping now. Follow me on all my social medias if you haven't fallen asleep yet. At the Sweet Baby G. That's the Sweet Baby G. On almost all social platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Goddamn. Spotify is Mr. Long Dick. It's my personal Spotify where I put together awesome playlists. Yeah. I think I'm gonna end it here, folks. You all have a wonderful evening. And keep it sexy. Hey, yo, what's poppin', everybody? It's your boy, Gary The Rock Smith. Back at you with another podcast. Today I'm gonna be talking you to sleep. Isn't that wonderful? Hopefully by the end of this, I'll have put you to sleep faster than Nikado Avocado eating a stick of butter. That's how fast you're gonna go to sleep. So, a very important part of this is favoriting my podcast on Spotify before you take this relaxing, amazing journey. Be sure to favorite it. Alright, this episode, follow the podcast. If you're not listening on Spotify, do whatever equates. Create 18 different accounts. Stream this podcast as many times as you can. And I'll talk you to sleep as much as you need. Playa, gangsta, pimp, playboy, whatever I need to call you. Just don't call me Shirley. That's an airplane reference. If you've never seen the movie Airplane, you need to. It's a wonderful film. Leslie Nielsen. Quality actor right there. Okay. So, I'm gonna assume that you've liked and favorited all of the things that you need to do that for. So, let's start out by just enjoying my sweet, soothing. Says you can't. imagine if your life was like that. A dumb bitch tries to go to sleep. Sleep tries to do a dumb bitch go do. How the fuck would that even work? I have no idea. What I want you to do is count backwards from 100 with me. 100. What you want to do is take a deep breath after every time I say a number. 99. Seventy-four. and so is life. It's a beautiful cycle of life. You get up in the morning, you do a thing that makes you tired, then you go to sleep. You do that for 40 years, then you die. Whoa, existential crisis. Existential crisis. Thank you. reason you imagine Gary Smith of the Gary Smith Podcast in your room at night in the corner hiding, and that makes you happy. You're fully entitled to that. What's different about me from most internet people is I fully encourage parasocial relationships. I want people to imagine that they have a relationship with me through the internet. Because I'll be straight up with you. Every listen that I get, every interaction you create with my podcast and the content that I'm creating is literally like a quarter of a cent for me. So, while most more, I suppose, ethical internet people would encourage not having a parasocial relationship, I fully do. And what I mean by that is, I want you to imagine that we're friends, even though I don't know you exist. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. I don't care about you. But it's a beautiful thing, because every interaction I get is giving me money. Isn't that the beauty of capitalism? Even though this doesn't do any good for society, every interaction you give me, even if you don't listen for that long, that's still a view. And I get to make money off this in some form or another. Oh, it is wonderful to be an internet person. I think that's why everybody strives to be an internet person. Even if we pretend that we aren't, we want all of our posts to get 1 million likes on Instagram. I know I do. I spam hashtags. I do dumb stuff. I take pictures that I think people will like, even if I know only my select group of like 30 people is even gonna see them. And maybe half of them will like that. I have a tendency to try, and I almost fetishize being famous. I want to be famous so bad. I'll do anything to become famous, whether that's starting a podcast where I talk people to sleep, or if that's climbing the throats of the people I care about to get higher up in life. I'm a bit of a bastard like that. Now, if you still feel comfortable with imagining me in your room, keep on doing that. But I don't blame you if you don't want to do that anymore, because what I said was just weird, 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 weird. Do you like that sound in your ears? Because I know I love making it. Everybody wants to be famous. That's nothing special about me. That's why there are so many people who live in LA, even though LA is a shitty place. They know that if you have any creative passions in life, you have to go to LA. What a wonderful time we live in. Before the internet, you couldn't capitalize off every single part in your life. If I take a piss in the morning, there's a way that the internet makes it to where I can monopolize that. My grandfather, he was forced to work for a living. But the internet gives every young person hope that they can record just the sound of them taking a piss in the morning, put that on OnlyFans, and become a millionaire and live comfortably without having to work. And most people look down on that as an idea. But there's nothing wrong with that, hopes and dreams. Everybody hopes to have a relatively comfortable life. And for most people,